You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show, all about real estate edition. Shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate Edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol boy. Trayton Homes, I love this organization. We've had them on the show again and again and again over the years, but we've never had today's guests on the show. Should promise to be a pretty interesting conversation.
It's going to be really fun. And you know, Trayton has been a centerpiece of Cobb County and building in Marietta and Cobb for decades, literally.
Mm-hmm. Let's get to it. We're joined this morning by Cliff Poston. He's a principal with Trayton Homes, and Chris Poston, also a principal with Trayton. Guys, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having us.
Pleasure is ours. Appreciate you making time to join us. I know you guys are awfully busy, so appreciate you swinging by. Cliff, I'll ask you to, our audience is obviously familiar with Trayton Homes, but take a quick second, give us a quick overview of how you're serving the market.
Trayton Homes is a family business that was started in 1971, so we are celebrating our 47th year in business here in metropolitan Atlanta. We have built approaching 10,000 homes in the metropolitan Atlanta area, and it is a family business that we are very excited about moving forward into, I guess, our second half century coming very soon.
Congratulations on that.
That's super exciting. Now, I know you've got some other very cool landmarks for this year or some other milestones you've met. You want to share some of those with us?
Yes. So we've got some great new subdivisions coming. And I guess the landmark in one is in 1 year. I guess we've already hit 40 sales in that one subdivision, almost halfway sold out. It's getting back into townhomes closely into City of Marietta North Square. So that's just that's a great
and
success.
That's crazy. So we're just a quarter of the way plus some through the year, and you've already sold 40.
Yes.
That's amazing.
It's impressive.
Been a huge success, and it's price point driven. We found a great piece of land that's walkable to the City of Marietta, and it's just been wonderful. And so we're just, excited about moving forward with that one. 28 Mill, which is our townhomes in Woodstock. We are 75% sold out there. We've just started our last building, which fronts on the walking trail. It's literally two blocks to downtown Woodstock. So
yeah,
fun place to live and get walk and have a drink and walk home safely in the evening.
Well, the key theme there is walkability.
Yes.
I mean, that's, I don't know that you can build in land anymore without that option, right? I mean, that's so critical.
Agreeable. We've said that we are really looking in our land searches for properties that are well located to cities. We're mm-hmm. not so worried about what the city is, but just find some land that's close to what's happening and trying to get.
Because what's cool about Metro Atlanta is that most of the cities are pretty cool cities,
Correct.
Yeah. Well, and 28th and Mill, it's got a really pretty streetscape too. I drove by there, maybe it was a month ago, and was just really impressed because a lot of times people put up townhomes and they're just really kind of meh, but they're really pretty. So kudos for having that great looking front.
Thank you. That was in collaboration with the City of Woodstock. They really wanted to tie it into the historic downtown, and so they had some codes that helped us keep it looking the way we needed to, but in the end, it worked out very well.
It's a really nice-looking product.
Thank you.
And I think those two neighborhoods are very indicative of where we're trying to take a shift of our entire business. We tried to transition. We had gotten, coming out of the downturn, we'd gotten into a much more luxury type price point, and we just started feeling like that was not the future. Trayton Homes had not been that in the past, and we felt like a shift was ready for us to take. And I think trying to focus on being close to those mm-hmm. cities that are around the Atlanta area, that walkability is a huge key part of what we're trying to do. So that's really trying to drive our price point down into a more affordable segment of the market, and trying to find those deals that are, if they're not walkable, they're very close and accessible to all of the little small towns around the north side is really where we're trying to focus moving forward.
Yeah. Well, Atlanta has grown so much. I've been here since the 80s, and you just look at the traffic, it gets worse and worse and worse. So, if you're having to commute to work, by the time you get home, you don't want to get back in your car and drive anywhere. And I think that's really pushed the walkability to the point that where it is now. We want to walk down the street for dinner and the glass of wine and then stumble back home or not have to worry about driving back home, right?
Yeah. As we went into the downturn and we had a townhome subdivision and we saw townhomes falling left and right, we swore we don't ever want to do townhomes again. And now we've come out and that's really what we prefer to do. To get the location near town, it's hard to have the property to do anything but
right.
townhomes.
Well, and it solves you get the price per square foot that you want. The buyer gets the price per square foot they want. I mean, the only option with land prices where they are now that we've run out of all that cheap dirt is to go up. Mm-hmm. So it's a win-win for everyone.
Absolutely.
Plus, they're pretty maintenance-free. Which,
that's right.
You know, none of us want to have to mow anything anymore.
Which is new to my ears, yes. So Cliff, Chris, Carol, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Are you thinking about buying a new home? Well, here are more reasons a Right Choice home from Jackson EMC is your best choice. This is Ty Pennington, and I've been in the construction industry for a long time. And I know of no other home building program where the finished product is so energy efficient that it comes with two home warranties. Plus, the home also gets Jackson EMC's lowest energy rate. That's a Right Choice home only from Jackson EMC. Visit JacksonEMC.com for more.
All right, so we're back with Cliff and Chris Poston of Trayton Homes. So, Cliff, you were walking us through some of this change in focus and direction, and I think it's the timing of that. I mean, that's the beauty, Carol, of being on the show for so long now, is we've kind of seen this shift happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not surprising that one of the market leaders would be driving that shift. Belmont is another community of yours that seems to be kind of on the front edge of that shift, right?
It really is. Belmont is a new neighborhood that we are just beginning development on down near the City of Smyrna complex, just off Atlanta Road. It's going to be 55 single family detached homes. They're going to be very craftsman style, it's kind of next to the Williams Park neighborhood down there. That's a very historic, very popular neighborhood. And so we work real closely with those folks on the design and the architecture. It uses a lot of the existing city streets. And so it's all rear load. So we think it's really a throwback community, but it is walking distance to the downtown, to the new Belmont shopping area. They're getting ready to do some additional things over there across the Windy Hill from it with the new golf community complex, over there. And so we really think that's a community that's going to be starting in the low 400s and going up from there. But we're really excited with that new product line and with that fantastic location. But I think that is another, it's not townhouses, but that's one that's definitely going in that urban infill, kind of a walkable type community.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Well, and to follow another, in trying to do our infills, talked about North Square that was doing so good. We have Allgood Road, which we just got zoned at the last city of Marietta zoning. It's 59 townhomes, exact same product as North Square.
Mm.
It's less than a mile from North Square.
Mm.
Maybe as good location to 75 in access. And we're basically just going to roll that product right over. We're literally taking over an old county street. We brought it into the city of Marietta. We're going to demo some houses. So it's another infill and trying to use the well-located land and get us good product close to town.
I like that. It's amazing how much land there is close into various towns around the Atlanta metro that you just don't even think of. Until you kind of rethink it since the downturn and think about walkability, and you're like, oh, that'd be a great site. But we understand that you have some even bigger product news related to the active adult market.
We do. We are venturing into the active adult segment of the market. We've just teamed up with Epcon. We're a new Epcon franchisee. Epcon is a 33-year-old company out of Columbus, Ohio. They've been doing active adult almost all of that 33 years. And they have a great program. They got a lot of market research into what the active adults like in the homes as far as key features and space usage. So we have gone up and done all our studying with them and learned about it. And we've got our first deal, which is coming in Carrollton. It's approximately 200 lots. It's
wow.
a little flux
wow.
at the
it's
end
exciting.
Of what it can be. Yeah. So new market for us, which is Carrollton, but I believe an underserved market because there has not been a new development in Carrollton since the downturn. So literally, we are not developing this. We're buying lots, but the developers told us this was the first LDP pulled for new home residential since the downturn. So we're excited about that. We've got several locations around Metro Atlanta identified that we're getting ready to zone. And we just, again, see that this is a growing part of the market. The statistic that stuck in our head when we were talking with them was that 10,000 people turn 55 every day.
Wow.
And so when you start looking at the amount of that market that's going to grow, and gosh, you may have to edit this out if I'm completely wrong, but it was something like pushing 40% of the wealth in America falls within that price range.
Sounds about right. Yeah. Well, I was thinking when you were talking about venturing into it, I was like, there's a few of us in this room that are venturing closer to that age too. And you know, what they want is what we want because we are soon to be they.
But here's the thing though that I think about. I think that's not just active adults 55 up that really want that lifestyle. I mean, I'm pushing that pretty soon, but I think there's even a millennial generation that's at simpler living, more walkability, more access to cool urban community. I mean, I think this is becoming a wider desired community than just 55 plus. Yeah,
I think that's where we're moving with it. I think just we're seeing the people that want to go out and be on a huge lot with the huge house. It's just, we just don't see as much of that.
Right.
And maybe that's some of us getting out of that more luxury segment. But I do think there's a huge movement in really most every market that we look at is people are trying to be closer to things. And I think the traffic has ground people down.
Agree.
And I really think that a lot of the cities around, especially the north side, have gotten to where they've all improved. I mean, the restaurant scenes and the, just shopping and all the different. There's so many great little. You know, it used to just be there was one or two cities that you would have wanted to live. Now there's a dozen or
it's
more
bunch,
on the north side that would really be cool to live near. So those are the kind of markets that we're trying to find and hone in on. And like you were saying earlier, Carol, I think you have to kind of change your paradigm shift on what you're looking for in land. You're going back now and looking at old retail sites. You're looking at old industrial sites. That North Square was a zoned for. They did a big multi-rise hospital, doctor's office on it. So I think getting creative and finding ways to reuse different sites is something that's coming.
And I think in the Epcon model is you want to be well located. So our deal in Carrollton, if you looked at it from the way we probably looked at things 10 years ago, it sits behind the Kroger. All right. Mm-hmm. They were like, active adult loves that. They want to be well-connected. They want to be able to walk over and get their groceries. They want to do that. So we're also on the green belt in Carrollton. They've put a ton of money. The Southwire has supplied a lot of that. And so literally our walking trail ties into downtown, ties into University of West Georgia. And so it's not so much about the price, which is important, but it's about the lifestyle that you're promising. And I love one of the lines they gave was, we sell you a lifestyle and a home comes with it. And
so, I like it. I like it. That'll look good on the brochure. All right. So, gentlemen, we're about out of time. Chris, before I let you go, should anyone have any questions about any of these great communities with Trayton Homes, where do they go?
Well, you can come see us at our brand new website, which is www.traytonhomes.com. Trayton is T-R-A-T-O-N. You can also give us a call at our corporate office at 770-427-9064, and we can direct you in the right direction. Or you can visit us on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, or Instagram.
Cliff Poston and Chris Poston, both principals with Trayton Homes. Gentlemen, it was great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Pleasure was ours. All right. Well, that wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. Again, on behalf of today's guests, Cliff Poston and Chris Poston, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. Todd and Carol signing off for now. Thank you for tuning in and listening. We look forward to seeing you again right here next week. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by the Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.